Ezra chapter 4. Now, when the adversaries of Yehuda and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity built the temple to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said to them, Let us build with you, because we seek your Elohim as you, and we do sacrifice to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assur, who brought us up here. But Zerubbabel and Yahshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said to them, You have nothing to do with us to build a house to our Elohim, but we ourselves together will build to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. And then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Yehuda, and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them, to frustrate their purpose, all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, the king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote to him an accusation against the inhabitants of Yehuda and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes wrote Bishlam, Mithredath, Tabiel, and the rest of their companions to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in Syrian tongue. Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes the king in this sort of manner. Then wrote Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe and the rest of their companions, the Dinites and the Epharsathites, the Tarpalites and the Epharsites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Susankites, the Dehavites, and the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnaphar brought over and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side of the river, and at such a time. This is the copy of the letter that they sent to him, to Artaxerxes the king. Your servants, the men on this side of the river, and at such a time, be it known to the king that the Jews who came up from you to us are come to root to Jerusalem, building the rebellious and bad city, and have set up the walls of it and joined the foundations. Be it known now to the king that if this city is built and the walls are set up again, then they will not pay toll nor tribute and custom. And so you shall endamage the revenue of the kings. And now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not fit for us to see the king's dishonor, for this reason we have sent and certified the king, so that search can be made in the book of the records of your fathers. And so shall you find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful to kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old time, and for which cause was this city destroyed. We certify to the king that if this city is built again, and the walls of it are set up, by this means you will have no portion on this side of the river. Then the king sent an answer to Rehum, the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions who dwelt in Samaria, and to the rest beyond the river, Peace, and at such a time. The letter which you sent to us has been plainly read before me, and I commanded, and a search has been made, and it is found that this city of old time has made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made in it. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, who have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll, tribute, and custom was paid to them. Give you now commandment to cause these men to cease, and that this city is not built, until another commandment shall be given from me. And take heed now that you do not fail to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? Now, when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and made them cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house of Yahweh, of Elohim, which is at Jerusalem, and so it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. End of chapter.